It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have the third grade teaching crew from Sally Morrow Elementary. This is our school district update. We're going to get up to speed on everything that's going on at Sally Morrow. I've got Terry Cox, Caroline Barrington, and Katie Garuli. And we're going to speak to each one of them individually and just kind of talk about, I'm sure it's going crazy right now, getting closer and closer to Christmas. You can tell me that kids are, don't realize what's going on, but they know what's going on. And we're going to start with Terry Cox this morning first. Terry, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. Thanks for inviting us out tonight.
Any time you guys want to come out and talk, I'll let you talk on whatever you want to. You can talk about whatever you want.
Okay.
But I think Mr. Allen sent you stuff to talk about this time.
He told us that we needed to talk about things that were specific to our third grade group. And recently, for 2 weeks in November, we did a challenge called Penny Wars. And the Penny Wars was for each penny or for each dollar that was brought in, it counted towards points for our archery program. We're part of the National Archery in Schools program. And our archery coach, which is Sheila Manzanares, told our principal that now in March, when the kids go to the competition, they're going to be charged a $15 a head fee. To take the sting out of that, our PTA president decided to spearhead this and did a fundraiser, and it was the Penny Wars. The real fun thing about that was only two classes were kind of at each other on bringing silver coins. Silver coins always delete or take away points, but the paper money and the pennies, they add the points to it. So what was going on was we had two classes, one in fifth grade, one in fourth grade, kind of a little competitive, and they were at each other bringing in silver coins to delete those points. And my class snuck under the radar at the last minute, and no one counted on us. So Mrs. Cox's third grade class won Penny Wars only by a very slim margin because no one counted on the counter coins to subtract that money. So we ended up winning. The next group was Mrs. Gardner's class, the fifth grade, and they had the most coins by far, but with all those silver coins, it detracted a little bit from it.
So did we get enough to take care of all of them?
We did. Our goal was $1,000, but we surpassed that. The community was so kind for this challenge that we had pennies and coins and dollar bills brought into all of our containers. Each teacher had their own container. The goal of $1,000, it was $1,993.40.
So you almost doubled it.
We did.
And you know what? Every time somebody comes in and we talk about archery, it's amazing to me how many kids want to be involved in archery in this area.
You know, in our school, 66 kids wanted to be involved. And this archery program, it benefits fourth and fifth grade students. And the nice thing is with that amount of people, the parents willing to step up and help Mrs. Manzanares with this challenge has been amazing. The third graders, we're not allowed to compete, and that's the National Archery in Schools program's guidelines. But our third graders were just as instrumental as the fifth and fourth graders who it benefited.
All right, so we've got kids that are going to have a way to pay to go to their competitions this year for archery, and the whole school did it for them.
They did, and each kid that comes out, whether they make it to the competition in March, they will end up with a shirt.
All right, so we got that going on. Anything else that you wanted to discuss and talk about?
I'm going to let Caroline take the next part that we're doing.
All right, Caroline, it's up to you. Caroline Barrington, how are you this morning?
I'm good, and thank you again for having us.
Anytime.
It is the holidays, and every year the third grade does, we have a tradition, and we've been doing this for 5 years. It's called Acts of Kindness Month. And we go through and we have a tree shaped or a display shaped like a tree. And each one of those envelopes have something in it that the kids are going to do for the Acts of Kindness. And some of the things that we've done are tell a friend something nice. clean your area at lunch. Tell the lunch ladies thank you. Yesterday was our specials day where the kids go to different areas of the school for specials. And we had them sing a song to the specials teachers. And they loved it. They had a great time doing it. But every day we do something different.
So kind of a way to, I guess, in a way, pay it forward a little bit.
Right, right.
And that's, you know what, that's another great thing, too, that it, a lot of people need to realize, too, that in schools, yes, they're learning this, this, and this, but they're also learning skills like character, and they're learning things like being able to pay it forward and what that means and stuff like that. And it's important. It's important now in this, especially in this day and age. To realize that, you know, we're all here on this in this spinning globe and everything's going to be okay. It really is.
Right. And we you look at all these schools that have so much bullying. We try to counteract that and get these kids so they're caring for other people and their peers and making friends and doing things that, quite honestly, a lot of kids don't normally do.
And that's another thing that, you know what, it's I think it's all a part of learning to teach kids that, you know what, it's okay to be nice to others.
Right. Right.
Sometimes it seems like they think it's really neat to pick on people, but it's okay to be nice to other people.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Caroline, is that all that you've got? We're going to move to Katie now?
Yeah, right now.
All right, Katie, it's up to you. Bring us home. How are you this morning?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you.
All right, Katie Gruley, third grade teacher. What's going on in your world up at Sally Morrow?
Okay, so I'm going to talk about our grade level challenge. Over at Sally Morrow, students earn tokens for turning in things like reading calendars, passing off math facts, leveling up in reading, having on-task behavior or great work in their math and reading groups, and doing well in their specials classes, which are like PE, library, computers, art, and music. So anyway, third grade has won the token challenge the last 2 months, so we're very proud of that.
But you also got a target on your chest now.
Yeah, we're the grade to beat, right? When we won the last challenge, we did Twister with Mrs. Worley in the gym. And Mrs. Worley is our school counselor. She had all three classes, which is around 60 students, right? That's a lot of students playing Twister all at once. We had a lot of fun. There were a lot of laughs. And she even gave the kids a treat at the end. So I felt like that was very motivating for them. And they always love a reward, right?
And yeah, and then they, like I said, they get something at the end of it all. So that's
yes.
That's a plus for anybody. So what else is going on, or is that about cover it for you guys?
That about covers it.
We got it all. Terry, you've got something you wanted to add?
We do have two things that our principal has instigated this year. One is Toro tickets. They're a two-part form. We send home with the kids, they get a sucker or a small treat. With that, we honor those things that they do on a daily basis. Then we have something else that's brand new. It's called Bull Pride Postcards. And what we do is every Monday when we have PLCs, which is professional learning communities, we write three postcards to different children and we send them home. And the response on that from parents and students has been phenomenal. They've got, I've been hearing comments from parents like, oh, my kids got that on the refrigerator, or oh, my kids got that in their room. That really means a lot to them. It can be a little comment like, thank you for holding the door for somebody, or thank you for being kind to a friend. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for leveling up. Thank you for doing all of the things that we're asked to do on a daily basis. And we acknowledge that in writing. And that really seems to put a smile both on kids' and parents' faces.
A little bit seems to go a long way when it comes to those kinds of things. All right, ladies, we got it all? That covers it?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for coming in. Once again, I met the third grade teachers from Sally Morrow, Terry Cox, Caroline Barrington, and Katie Gerulli.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.